Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we just wanted to give a quick update. We have one of our partner churches, Revival Temple in Walker, Louisiana. This is the team that most recently came to Honduras with us. But we've been partnered with Revival Temple since about 2011, basically. Definitely from the outset of us founding Connect Global, they've been partners in finances, in prayer, friendship. And so it's been a great relationship over, I guess, what is that, 12 or 13 years or so?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And so it's been pretty cool to stay connected and close with them. We get to see them at least once a year at an annual missions conference that they have been operating for years and years, but we also get to travel, partner with them, to work with them, and so we wanted to share an update because Pastor Daryl Courtney invited the team that came up on a Sunday morning up to their stage and shared about the trip, about their trip with us to Honduras. So we thought maybe that would be a good just sort of...
It's always nice to hear people's perspective directly from them.
So. Yeah, it's just a nice update. You don't have to hear it from us. You don't have to take our word for it. We wanted to allow Pastor Daryl and some of the team members to go ahead and share their perspectives and share their stories. So it was awesome to hear it, to see it. You know, we got to see it live on Facebook Live. But we are reposting it here so that, of course, if you missed it or didn't hear it or didn't see it, it just gives you a chance to hear from those who've gone with us. And so without further ado, here's Pastor Daryl Courtney.
Here recently we took a couple trips. We had a team. If you were on that trip to Honduras, would you mind just coming and standing? You don't have to come talk, but I know there's a couple of them going to say a couple words. But we took a trip to Honduras, partnering with Connect Global. Some of you may have heard the ministry Connect Global before. You may even have met Javier and Danielle Mendoza, who run Connect Global. They focus in Latin America. They do things all over the place, but Revival Temple strategically partnered with them a few years ago on a project that was a maternity home. And so if I can just briefly give you the foundation, I believe it was 2015 that I led a team down there to do a mission trip that we were there for a week. And when it was myself, Pastor Jason, and several others from the church, when we got there, there is a hospital. It would be the equivalent of a charity hospital. It's basically where all the people who cannot afford their private health care go. And when we went there, there was a part of the hospital that was specifically just for birth, and it was the NICU. And so it was the babies that were born premature or with issues. And what we noticed is walking up to that part of the hospital, I was walking literally through young ladies laying outside in the weather, and they were just lined up down the corridors. They were just laying out, some on the dirt, some on the concrete. They would have little bags and some belongings. And so I just asked the question to Travis and to Javi. I said, what are these ladies doing? And he said, oh, well, these ladies, some of them, they gave birth, but their child is in the NICU or the child's still in the hospital. They don't have room for the mom to stay. And I'll spare some of the details, but them having to sleep outside, some of them would be days, some of them would be weeks, some of them would be months, because they could not afford to go back to the part of Honduras they were from and then back to the hospital. It was neither safe nor sanitary, because you have some people that would take advantage of a lady. Literally, y'all, I'm not exaggerating this, that some of these ladies will give birth and the next day they'll be out sleeping on the ground. And so something just kind of hit me and said, this is not right. It doesn't need to be this way. The conversation about the maternity home started that week. And so we met with the director of the hospital. And I remember calling Dad and saying, they need to do something. We need to do something. And I'm not taking credit for this, because there were so many things that happened in this. But we were like, let's do it. So we went to this meeting, and I looked at Travis and said, dude, just tell them we're going to build it. One way or another, it's going to get built. Along those lines, the Army Corps of Engineers stepped in and helped build the building. So Revival Temple and all the funds that we've sewed into this maternity home actually went to pay and staff it and outfit it for quite some time. So I've got some pictures that we want to put up on just the screens just to kind of give you an idea. If you have sewn into missions here at Revival Temple, these are some of the places. So on this, on the right of the screen is Mr. Kevin Schultz right here on the stage. We brought a bunch of medical supplies with us, as many as we could, because there is a problem with getting the supplies that they need in Honduras. It's just it's literally a supply and demand. It's a cost. There's some things that they just have a hard time getting. On the screen to your left, don't worry about the goofy guy up front with the LSU shirt, but in the back, that is Javier and Danielle Mendoza. And they run Connect Global, and I just want to tell you, I don't think that there can be two finer human beings than these two right here. They're faithful. Could y'all keep those pictures going, please? They're faithful to what God has given them to do. If they'll go to the next slide. This is some of what we were doing. This is some of what they do on a constant basis. Now, you may be saying, what are y'all doing? We are mixing concrete by hand on the ground. I didn't know that you could get so much of a workout by mixing concrete by hand on the ground. But I'm going to tell you right now, there is not an American in here that can outwork the Hondurans that were there. It was unbelievable how much work went in that day. And I'm going to tell you something. We told this team that this trip's going to be work. And when I tell you it was work, you ask my wife, I was hurting that night. I was like, I have not worked like that in years. We had blisters. We were sore. We were sunburnt. We did this from that morning until the sun went down, until it got dark. But what we're doing is pouring concrete floors. We did a pastor's house. They do for elderly folks that live there in these poorer communities. And you say, well, what's the big deal about a concrete floor? So much. It makes things so much more sanitary for them. To be able to just prepare their food, to keep going. It's a huge thing for the pastor himself. He had 7 people living in 1 bedroom. And so pouring the concrete floors and trying to get him more space so that he could actually have meetings and then have his kids somewhere to stay. If they go to the next slide, this is just part of a kids ministry that they do every weekend. They do some outreaches in communities. They teach the kids the gospel of Jesus Christ. They feed them. They let them have some fun if you keep going. This is the maternity home that was built, and this is just the hospital grounds. This is walking up to it. It is a beautiful facility, and it's very well done. And if they go to the next one, this is Hannah and Kendra. Kevin was working there somewhere as well, but this is actually in the birthing center in the NICU. I cannot remember. Y'all go ahead. I can't remember all of the statistics, but the babies that are there, a lot of them don't make it. The moms, they're staying right there on the hospital grounds while the babies are in there. If they go to the next slide, you just keep these up there while I'm talking, please. If you go to the next slide, that's it? Okay, that's it. It seems, y'all, like, okay, that's just a home. That's just some pictures. That's just... But here's the reality of this. They've allowed more than 2,300, I think it was 2,300 moms to stay. And I had to text Javier this morning and just to get some statistics, make sure I had them right. In the few years that the maternity home has been there and has been housing these moms while their babies are in the hospital, and while we were there working, we repainted a lot of stuff, we cleaned up a lot of stuff, we worked there on the grounds for a while. There were constantly moms coming and going that had just given birth, and some of their kids were on life support. Some of them were just in the NICU, unsure if they're going to make it or not. And so, how many of you know it'd be gut-wrenching as a mom to have to leave your child there? And so this gives them a place to stay. But while they're there, the staff for the maternity home and for Connect Global is ministering to their needs. And listen to this. Since the maternity home started, they've had nearly 295 salvations, first-time salvations that have given their heart to God. 176 that rededicated their lives to God. 780 women have been Christian mothers, including pastors, leaders, singers, including Catholics and other religions have come to the home. And God is using the maternity home to reach people there. And one more thing that I want to say is that a lot of times we tend to focus on the people who are running the ministry, but it's not just them that have answered the call. There's an entire staff that works at this maternity home that some of them have left careers. Jorge and his wife, one of the main guys that helps run it, he had a very successful career. He drove trucks, and good paying jobs are harder to come by in Honduras, okay? And so a lot of these folks that even work here, they set aside their own desires and their own plans to do God's work. So it's not just the people who run the ministry that are saying yes to the call. It's all kind of people. And this is what our support goes to them to do, is to help them reach people. And so you see it firsthand. I wish that every one of you could see the lives that are touched, the lives that are changed by doing this. I've asked, Kevin's going to just speak just for a moment, just on some of the more practical things that happen and how easy it is really to make a difference.
Amen. Praise God. I just first want to say what an honor it is to be an ambassador for the Lord, but to represent this church, to represent each and every one of you. It's not a small thing to go to another country and to pour out what God has given to us, and we are so blessed. Our heritage here, as far as missions goes, as far as reaching those, yeah, we do a lot here, but it is really a huge blessing. And I want to share something. Let me just ask a question. How many people in here, just raise your hand if you know for a fact, no lying, that you have $12 in your wallet? If you have $12 in your wallet, raise your hand. No, put your hand back up. You got more. All right. So that was 413 people. All right. So why did I ask? Thank you. These pieces of paper are prescriptions. When we got there, we saw a mom that just delivered a baby, and they put the baby on a ventilator. The baby couldn't breathe. The baby had an infection. They said to the mom, you have to go buy the medicine. They said, here's the prescription. Without this, your child's not going to make it. The baby was being ventilated on a ventilator while we watched. We couldn't sit there knowing we had $12 in our pocket. These people make $10 a day. Come on, guys. I get back home. The Holy Spirit began to work on my heart in such a strong way. Guys, we talk all the time about reaching the lost, those that are marginalized, those that are left without. And this is the most fertile sowing field that I can think of. I personally am going to up my game 100% on it, and I would encourage each of you to, because $12 saved this baby's life. We took all of the prescriptions, Kendra and Hannah and all of us, and we put our money together for 10 babies, $146. Guys, we can help. We can make a difference. We made a difference while we were there, but I want us to keep making a difference. So I would encourage you, I want to challenge you, if you're not already given, consider it, pray about it, because not all of us can go, not all of us can sow, but we can all pray. And there's some of us that can give, and there are some of us that can go. I don't regret one moment of it. It wasn't a vacation. The concrete mixing wasn't fun. But when you see the lives that are being impacted, this is what it's about. So I encourage you, if you 413 people raised your hands, that's $12. You can save a baby's life. God bless y'all.
Traveling internationally with this guy is a hoot. Did you want to say something?
For some of you may know, I've worked in women's health. I'm a labor and delivery nurse for just over 15 years. And being able to go into this maternity home a few years ago, whenever they, Javier and Danielle, came to this church and they talked about the maternity home, it was just an idea. I told my husband, we have to sow into this ministry. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so we pledged then, and we have not stopped giving into that ministry monthly. But to be able to go actually to Honduras and walk into the maternity home that we have been sowing into was mind-blowing. I try not to cry, but I looked Danielle straight in the face, and I said, this is a miracle. What y'all are doing here is a miracle. These women are in such need. Things that we take for granted every day, things that I throw away in my patient's room, these people need it desperately. So I was able to work with Women's Hospital and get a lot of supplies. And we prayed over those supplies before we left because I knew that they needed everything that was in those boxes. And praise God, we were able to make it through customs. That was quite strange. But just to know that what we collected, even as a group at Women's Hospital, I had nurses who have never even stepped foot in church donating money. Oh my gosh, you're going to Honduras. This is amazing. I want to go one day. And so I just challenge you, like Mr. Kevin said, this is, if you are not sowing into a ministry and you're thinking about it, or God's placed it on your heart, or you just want to do something, Connect Global is phenomenal. And what they are doing is actually touching lives and changing people's lives every single day. So praise God. I'm so thankful that we were able to go.
Amen. And I do want to say that it's not just a maternity home that they're doing down there. Javier and Danielle are very active in the community. There's actually a school that they help run that is a faith-based school. We've gone there before on previous trips. They're truly ministering to the community and to local. They partner with the local pastors. So it's not like they go there and they try to just do their own thing. They are a part of a church there that is centrally located, and they are ministering and partnering with the pastors to help bring their churches up to a level to where they can start going out. Here's the cool thing is that when they got to Honduras, they were just putting in. Everybody was sending there. They have now, in just a short few years, they have got to where now they are actually sending missionaries out of La Ceiba. So they have gone, they have transformed, they've discipled, and now they're sending from where people were sending to. Now they're sending out. And so it's such a cool thing. So, you know, we have this conversation a lot. And several years ago, right when I first took a position, I wasn't on staff here, but was just doing ministry here at the church, we were at a conference in Louisville, Kentucky. And I remember they did a parade of flags, more or less, and it was all of the ministries that were coming in at this global roundtable. And as all of the ministries started coming in, I was sitting somewhere up in the first or second row or something up there. And all those ministries started coming in, and the missionaries just got up and said who they were and what they did. And I remember just uncontrollably, all of a sudden, I just started crying. And it's not really like me to do that, but I told Dad later on, I said, I wanted to give something to every single one of them, and I just wish that I could have met all of their needs. It was in that moment that I realized that the same blood that ran in my grandfather and in my father and my mom and in our family that longs and lives for missions, I realized, well, here we go. It's in me too. And I didn't try to run from that, but it was just being in the presence of that sparked something in my life and in my heart to now I can't go all the time, but we can support. But I want to tell you something. God is still calling people to go throughout the nations. I realize that here in the United States, we like to do things and we like to live the American dream. But I believe that God is still calling people to missions. I believe he's still calling people to ministry. And I believe that he's looking for some that would say, like in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, here I am, send me. And I just want to encourage you that as we're talking about missions and we're presenting these things to you, It doesn't have to be these two places. But if you feel something stirring inside of you, pray about that. Lean into that, because you say, well, that's not what my plans are. His plans are way higher than our plans. His ways are way higher than our ways. And I can promise you that you will be way more happy in God's will than in your plans. And so I know that God's still calling people. I trust that he is. We believe that he is. And so we just wanted to present that to you, just to let you guys know what we've been doing, what we're up to, what Revival does, if you guys, Revival Temple does. If you guys have any other questions about ministries we support, of course, our Missions Weekend is coming up at the end of September, first week in October every year. And so it's a week that we get to focus on all the great ministries that we do support. And so we're just grateful to be a part of expanding the kingdom of heaven. Amen.